This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at cattle for Wednesday, March 20th. Well, cattle markets were fairly quiet yesterday after a strong day up on Monday. Didn't get a lot of follow through yesterday. In fact, we had bear spread type of action going on. Front month live cattle were down 52, but the back months were higher. And similar with feeder cattle, where we're basically unchanged on the front months, but the back months were stronger. So, you know, not a good look to us, a nice start to the week, not getting that kind of follow through. In the cash trade, still pretty quiet on the Fed trade. Box beef values were just, quietly mixed. Choice was down 11 at 313. Select up 13 at 303. The spread lost 24 cents. We're sitting at 1004. Movement was a pretty good 138 loads. So we're definitely on an upswing here when it comes to box beef volume. Monday at 114 was much stronger than you normally see on a Monday. And then Tuesday, you're following that up with a good solid number. So it looks like packers are finally getting ready for this grilling season. And it looks like, at least from a cash perspective, the demand is starting to show up. Slaughter rate yesterday, 122,000 head. For the week, we're sitting at 242,000. That is up 9,000 from a week ago, and it's down 9,000 from a year ago. The feeder cattle cash index on Monday trading around 6,500 head. Average price, $251.01. So it's up about $5 from where we were on the average from Friday. The seven-day moving average was up 16 cents. We're sitting at $251.01. So we're right in line with where that daily average is. So markets holding strong. Certainly the feeder cattle cash auctions, hovering at these all-time high prices, continuing to show very solid support there. And even the Fed trade was strongly higher last week. So the cash markets look to be well supported. Obviously, that's going to be supportive to the futures market as well. Seasonally, we're looking for highs anywhere from mid-March to early April. We are in that window. We've had some sell signals that really haven't amounted to much. So my guess is, considering the push higher that we had on Monday, they're going to try to take another run to the top side here. And probably it won't last long. You'll take out that trading range high, get a little push through that, see what kind of stops you set off. But because we're in that window, look for the market to fail as somewhere on that kind of price action. And that likely would be confirming some sort of seasonal high. That's the kind of price action we're looking for, especially this time of year. Normally, the markets pull back into summer. Sometimes it's June you put in your low, sometimes it's August. My guess is it's going to be August because it looks like we're going to see some pretty heavy placements in February. Got the cattle on feed report out on Friday. The pre-release estimates are showing placements up about 6% over a year ago. And of course, this comes on even a smaller calf crop, but it's a little skewed because January was way light because of weather. Those calves got pushed back into February. So I think you're bunching up a lot of calves and a lot of placements in February, which would pressure your July and your August markets. So that's most likely going to be where you find your summer lows. They're looking for total on-feed numbers up about 1% as of March 1, and marketing's during February to be up 4%. And that does come on one extra marketing day because of a leap year. So that's what we're looking for on the cattle on feed report. I think moving forward, the momentum has kind of waned in cattle as far as the futures go, but the stronger cash would suggest that it's well supported and that you're probably going to get one more attempt at that high to establish your seasonal highs. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.